Plato and Aristotle, Lecture 12. The Nicomachean Ethics. Ethics and the Good Life.
In the introductory lecture on Aristotle, I said that we were going to talk first about being in general, and then about a particular kind of being, animal being, and then specifically about the kind of animal being that we think of as human life. So in the last lecture, we talked about animal being, and now we're going to look exactly at that particular form of animal life called human life. And we're going to do that in this lecture by talking about Aristotle's ethics, particularly the book entitled The Nicomachean Ethics. First, I'm going to say a word or two about Aristotle's general understanding of the goal and end of human life and of human well-being, happiness, and then talk a little bit about the way in which virtue plays into that account, and finally say some words about theories of deliberation, choice, and moral action that inform his account of virtue. But notice before we go there that to say that ethics is a question of what it is to lead a human life is already to say something characteristically Aristotelian, because it's to identify the subject of ethics in a very significantly Aristotelian way, namely, directed not so much at what we might call a deontology, that is, a structure of what ought to be the case, deontology meaning what should be or ought to be the case, but rather at a kind of what we might call a normative ontology. Let me explain what I mean by that. Ethics for Aristotle is thinking about what it is to lead a human life, that is, a proper understanding of a good human life, is not thinking about what kinds of obligations or duties we might be thought to have that come from somewhere other than the question of what it is to be a good human being and what's involved in the welfare of human beings. Of course, it's involved in the welfare. That is, of course, it's involved in leading a good human life. And of course, it's involved in leading a human life. That is to say, not just doing whatever comes away, but actually thinking about how best to lead it. And that's what I mean by saying that we're talking about the normative, so that there's an important distinction between ethics on the one hand and anthropology understood simply as a form of theoretical biology on the other. But the normative does not primarily have to do with notions of duty, obligation, or oughtness, in contrast to what's structured by the object of human desire. Aristotle, in other words, is concerned with the question, what as human beings do we want out of our lives? How might we go about achieving those things? What is it that will make for a good or happy or well-functioning human life? These are things that we sometimes identify as prudential concerns, in contrast to moral or ethical concerns. And it's interesting here to think that our concept between the prudential and the moral doesn't always easily map onto the ways in which ancient philosophy urges us to think of ethical categories. Aristotle's ethics, very much like Plato's ethics, is a general theory of action. That is, it's a general theory, as moral theory in general is, of what to do. And very often we think of questions about what ought I to do or what should I do, which are prudential, as the kinds of questions that are focused on the question, well, what should I do to bring about my well-being or my happiness? And think of the moral as involved in the question, what are the constraints upon what I might do? And I ask you to attend at the very beginning to the ways in which, for Aristotle, those kinds of questions, that kind of distinction, doesn't map easily onto the notion of Aristotle's ethical thinking any more than it does onto the notions of Plato's ethical thinking. For both of these people, the central ethical question is the question, what am I to do? How am I to live a life? What kind of a life do I want for myself? Well, we can see these features of Aristotle's thought at the beginning of the Ethics, when we notice that Aristotle begins the discussion of the Ethics by pointing out that the question of, as he puts it, all questions of human activity involve a conception of the good.